The Gemara Masechta Nazir Saita Daf Dalram and Beis teaches us some of the important halachas of Netilas Yadayim. And one of the halachas the Gemara teaches us is Kol Oichel Pas Blei Nigav Yadayim. Whoever eats bread without properly drying his hands is Kilo Oichel Lechem Tamei. It's considered like he ate Lechem Tamei. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Koch yoichel b'nei Yisrael aslachmam tamei begoyim asher dichem sham." So Rashi explains that someone who eats without drying his hands is eating something which is mius, which is disgusting, and mius is considered like it's tamei. And the Gemara's raya from the pasuk in Yecheskel was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel to make non-appetizing bread and to bake it to use as fuel the waste of animals and humans. And that is when the Pasuk says, Koch Yochub Ne'isroh Aslach Matama Begoyim. So we see from here that something that's not nice, something that's mius, is considered like it is tamei. The Meiri has a different approach. The Meiri's approach is that this Gemara is very connected to the previous piece of Gemara. In the previous piece of Gemara, the Gemara said, "Mayim mishoynim tzorach shiagbi yodav lamala," that after one washes one's hands, he has to raise them up. And the Rishonim explain that the reason is because when one washes his hands, the reason one washes his hands is because his hands are askonis. Our hands are touch all over the place. And then when we put the first water on our hand, when we wash our hands, the mayim, we shine them, they become, so to speak, tamei. They become, so to speak, contaminated from our hands. Now, if we will wash our hands the second time, and if we will not raise our hands before we wash our hands the second time, and then there's water that was not washed, so to speak, with the mayim shniyim, so that water, that first water that is now tamei because it came in contact with directly with the hand, they will come back to a place on the hand that has to be washed. And therefore, and if the mayim, without the mayim shniyim covering them. And because of that, you have to pick your hands up, so all the water flows down. It doesn't flow up. So says the Meiri, for the same reason that we have to wash our hands in such a fashion, we want to get rid of all the water from our hands. Because especially if there's water that is only tamadiga water, as we just explained. So how do we guarantee that? The way we guarantee that is by drying our hands completely. There's a very important, there are a number important nafkaminas in understanding these approaches in the Rishonim and in the Halacha L'maisa. The question that comes up is, when do we make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim? Do we make the bracha after we wash our hands? Do we make the bracha after we dry the hands? So the Paskin, that we should actually make the bracha we know that every bracha has to be made over a siyosin before we actually do the mitzvah. So if that would be the case, we should really make the bracha of Netil Shadayim before we wash our hands. However, since we're learning now that the Nigo of Yudayim is an integral part of the Netilas Yudayim, so making the bracha before the Nigo of Yudayim is still considered Oivel HaSiyosim. And that's why we indeed make the bracha right before we dry our hands, or right before we dry our hands, or as we are drying our hands. Why? Because the drying is considered part of the mitzvah. Another important fact that comes out because of this: we know that one is not supposed to be masik between the Netilas Yudayim and Achila. And when we speak about being masik also means walking 22 hours. So there are people who are, Baruch Hashem, fortunate enough to have in their homes, in their room where they eat, a sink where they can wash Netilas Yudayim. And many people have that in the kitchen, obviously, with dinette. But in the dining room, where they eat, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's much more complicated. They typically don't have a sink in that room. And how do we avoid the problem of the hefsek of walking from your kitchen sink to your dining room, a hefsek of Chof Beizam? But if we say that the Nigo of Yudayim is considered part of the Netilas Yudayim, that solves that problem as well, because the Nigo, while you're drawing, if you're walking and drawing your hand, is still considered all part of the Netilah. However, everything that we said is all fine and well if we follow the approach of the Meiri, who has explained that the Nigo of Yudayim is part of the Netilas Yudayim. And just like, and the Gemara is very understandable according to the Meiri, because the Gemara that just taught us, Tzorech Shiagbiya Yod of Lamala, that as you wash your hands, Mayim Rishonim, you have to lift your fingers. So now we also understand why you have to do Nigo Yudayim. Because according to the Meiri, these two halachas travel very much together. But according to Rashi, that it's only not to make the food unappealing, if you're touching wet hands, so this has nothing to do with Netilas Yudayim. If it has nothing to do with Netilas Yudayim, then the halacha ought to be that you should not be mafsik, drawing would be a hefsik, and in terms of making the bracha, you should make the bracha as soon as possible after you wash your hands, and not wait with the bracha, even though you're in the middle of the Nigo of Yudayim, because the Nigo of Yudayim is only not to make the bread, make the food disgusting because you haven't washed your hands. It's interesting, if you look into the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yinag v'im hetiv, you should dry your hands well, Kodem Shivtza, before you actually begin cutting the bread, Shoichabli Nigo Yudayim, someone who eats bread without drying his hands properly, Kilo Oichla Lachem Tomei. The Mishnah Berurah However, Paskins clearly like Rashi, that the reason for Nigo of Yadayim is to make sure that your hands aren't wet, that will affect the food that you're going to eat. But if that's the case, if we're paskening like Rashi, so then how come we also pasken that if as long as you're drawing your hands, you're still a milim netilas yadayim, and it's not considered a hefsek? And if you're still a milim netilas yadayim, and you're still a milim nigav yadayim, you could make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. If, as we're learning, according to Rashi, it's only because you don't want the bread to become tameh. Before we perhaps offer a suggestion to answer that question, there's another question which comes up quite commonly. In many places, when they don't have, for whatever reason, I presume for sanitary reasons, they don't have towels with which one could dry their hands. Rather, what they have is they have these machines, these drying machines that will dry your hands. And the question is, can you use them to dry your hands? So it seems that certainly according to the opinion of Rashi, that the entire reason we're drying our hands is only because we don't want the food to get meals, because we're touching the food with wet hands. So if that's the case, there really should be no reason why we shouldn't be able to use one of those machines. And most Paiskim, indeed, are of the opinion that where we have no choice, we can use one of those machines. However, if the reason is because we want to remove the mayim tmeim, and there's a way to remove the mayim tmeim. The way Chazal said that the mayim tmeim are removed is by drawing the hands. So the Paiskim want to suggest that if that's the reason, then the halacha would be you would have to use a towel, and one of these drawing machines would not be acceptable. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Kaf HaChayim say that one should try to dry his hands as quickly as possible. So since one should try to dry his hands as quickly as possible, we have to know what will dry the hands quicker, one of these, the machine or the towel. It's quite possible that the towel dries the hands quicker than the machine. And certainly, therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, one should use the towel, not the machine. So, to review, according to Rashi, it seems that there's certainly no problem in using the machine. According to other Rishonim, L'chatchila, perhaps, one should use a towel, but the other, certainly one of these machines, these drying machines, would be acceptable. Now to answer our question. We asked, according to Rashi, that the entire purpose of drying the hands is only because it shouldn't be mius. So then the question is, why is drying the hands not considered a hefsek in the netilah? Why is it considered part of the netilah? The answer is because once Chazal said that one is supposed to dry the hands, even though the reason they said that you should dry the hands has nothing to do with the reason we wash our hands, that becomes part of the tzura of netilas yadayim. And once that becomes part of the tzura of netilas yadayim, we are obligated to do netilas yadayim as Chazal taught us. And therefore, even according to Rashi, the halacha would be that one could dry his hands, while one is drying his hands, it's not considered a hefsek. According to Rashi, if you could make the bracha as long as you of netilas yadayim, as long as you haven't yet dried your hands. It's also interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat Mem Hey quotes the Magen Avraham B'Shem HaTashbatz, who says, "Lo yinagiv yada b'chaluka," when you're drying your hands, don't dry your hands in your clothing. Shekasha l'shicha. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, "V'ayim v'prima godim shemistapikim dafka chalukai." Does it mean only your shirt or kav godim b'mashma? So besides that, it's probably not so nice to use your clothing. It's also kasha l'shicha. We don't want to forget our learning. Furthermore, there's one more nafkamin I want to point out according between the two approaches in why we dry our hands. According to Rashi, the reason is, like we've been explaining, because drying your hands makes sure that your hand, the food will not get mixed. According to the other Rishonim, according to the Meiri, it's all part of what Chazal said regarding the Yagbi Yod of Lamala. Now, in the halacha of Yagbi Yod of Lamala, when one reviews those halachas in Simon Kuf Samach Beis, one will see that Bizman Hazer, many of the reasons for Yagbi Yod of Lamala don't really apply. Because the halacha is, if you wash your hands with a revius, then you probably don't have to do Yagbiv Yod of Lamala. If you pour water 3 times on each hand, you don't have to do Yagbiv Yod of Lamala. If you're Meshashif, if you make sure the water gets all over your hand, you probably don't have to do Yagbi Yodov Lamala. So, if there's no reason for Yagbi Yodov Lamala under those circumstances, there would also be no reason to dry your hand. That's if we follow the approach of the Miri. If, however, we follow the approach of Rashi, that you have to have dry hands, because if you're not going to have dry hands, you're going to make the food mias. Doesn't make a difference how you wash your hands to avoid the problem of Yagbi Yod Lamala. And it's important to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says you want to do it that way because it's really hard to be Yagbi Yod Lamala. Because he says if you wash one hand and you need the hand that you already washed to wash your other hand, you can't keep it up if you need it to wash your other hand. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says he has a hard time understanding how anybody could ever do Yagbi Yod Lamala. But according to Rashi, it makes no difference if you could do Yagbi Yod of Lamala or not. It's still have to dry your hand. Why do you have to dry your hand? Because of Mios, the Eibishter wants that Klai Yisrael should always do mitzvahs and always Klai Yisrael should be in a category of Nikios.